despite the song, there's nothing silent about Christmas. And if you're a parent of young children, you may be reaching for your earplugs just about now. David Curran has this commentary.
Call them toys that annoy. I do.
I'll absorb that.
They bling, beep, and blink. They can be way too big or perhaps swallowably small. They may be educational or sickeningly commercial. Happy holidays! Do you know where your earplugs are? How about your hammer? Some parents' special circle of hell involves the SpongeBob, Superman, Elmo, Blue's Clues, Hello Kitty, Dora, and Lily Vortex.
Hi, I am Lily, your
friend's
secret bear.
I'm a phonic firefly.
Hola, hi, Lily.
When your child tears open the wrapping on a gift and you glimpse the words, authentic siren sounds, it's right to be concerned. When my kids open something that makes a lot of noise, I immediately rewind my relationship with the giver, wondering what I've done so wrong that they would inflict such an object upon us. This does not mean we always act. Sometimes we tolerate. In fact, a very large police squad car has been driving around our house for 2 years.
Suspect in sight.
And it still hasn't been sledgehammered. Other toys have not been so lucky. The first one my wife and I sent to the gallows was a somewhat innocent-looking plastic Winnie the Pooh.
Let's play, shall we? Squeeze my hand, please.
He was about 7 inches high, and when my daughter squeezed the honey pot in its hand, he gurgled,
I'm so rumbly in my tumbly.
We heard this hundreds of times a day.
I'm so rumbly in my tumbly.
There were no batteries to remove. This toy just had some rumbly-tumbly chip inside. So finally, we stuck it into the sink and waterboarded the damn thing.
I'm so rumbly in my tumbly.
That's right, we gave Pooh Bear dunking after dunking until there was no rumbly, no tumbly, nothing. Silencing the Leapfrog music table wasn't so straightforward. After all, this toy may have been developing our son's music, language, and math skills. He spent hours pushing buttons to make Mary Had a Little Lamb or Pop Goes the Weasel play again and again, edging him ever closer to becoming the next Yo-Yo Ma. Right, marketing department? Wrong. We pulled the batteries out. Then again, he did seem to have a real sense of rhythm. So we put the batteries back in. We're still undecided and alternately inserting and removing those batteries.
David Curran is an editor at sfgate.com in San Francisco.